AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Labor Department is out with its latest news on jobs. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
U.S. hiring rebounded in October. 531,000 jobs were added last month.
A very strong October jobs report saw strong job growth, income growth, a decline in unemployment, and particularly long-term unemployment.
And Greg McBride, who's the chief financial analyst with Bankrate.com, says there's a good news, bad news scenario when it comes to incomes.
Average hourly earnings were up 4.9% year over year. That's definitely good news. Unfortunately, that's tempered to a large extent by the price increases that we're seeing,
which is due to supply chain issues.
It's a condition we're likely going to have to deal with for much of 2022.
I'm Shelley Adler.
In coronavirus news, Pfizer is touting an experimental COVID-19 treatment. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Pfizer science chief Michael Dolsten says the antiviral pill cut hospitalization and death rates by nearly 90% in high-risk adults with COVID-19, a better showing than even he predicted.
It's just extraordinary. I feel as a physician so positive, so optimistic.
Pfizer is part of the race to find an easy-to-use drug for treating the coronavirus, since most treatments now require an IV or injection. With tens of millions of adults still unvaccinated, such drugs will be critical for curbing future waves. The FDA is already reviewing competitor Merck's COVID-19 pill. The United Kingdom yesterday became the first nation to approve it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Opening statements have begun in Brunswick, Georgia, in the murder trial of three white men charged in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. The prosecutor says the 25-year-old black man was killed based on the defendant's assumptions, not evidence. Their lawyers call it self-defense. This is AP News. Positive COVID-19 tests have knocked a long list of NHL players out of games this season. Pittsburgh star Sidney Crosby and head coach Mike Sullivan are among the latest. The Penguins hosted the Flyers last night. Correspondent Josh Rountree on how that turned out.
Chris Letang's goal less than 2 minutes into overtime lifted the Pittsburgh Penguins to a 3-2 win over rival Philadelphia. Letang's goal, his first of the season, came in his first game back from a COVID-19 diagnosis.
The last 4 days after I got all my screening, I tried to stay on the ice as much as I could, just to get the feel back. You know, 10 days without skating, it's a long time.
Brock McGinn and Jake Guentzel also scored, and Tristan Jarry made 36 saves as Pittsburgh played the game without coach Mike Sullivan, star Sidney Crosby, and three defensemen due to COVID-19 protocols. Pittsburgh is now 4-3-2. For Philadelphia, Travis Konecny and Scott Laughton scored, while Carter Hart made 33 saves. The Flyers are now 5-2-2. Josh Rountree, Pittsburgh.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.